Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. It's 13 minutes after 11 Tuesday morning. It is time for Al-Mashriq, inshallah al-Aziz. Today in our program, we are going to look at tech stories, and that is what we are focusing on Tuesday morning every week. And inshallah al-Aziz, at 11:30, we are going to go on to speaking to our guest, Maulana Yahya Bamsap, and we'll be speaking to him about issues that deal with Islah and personal reformation, inshallah al-Aziz. So that's our lineup for today's program. The first part of the program is tech news, and in our tech news, we look at a very sad story indeed. This weekend, I attended a jalsa in Newcastle, the jalsa of the Muslim school, the Islamic College of Newcastle, and part of the program was an item that was delivered by one of the grades, and that spoke about the importance of us maintaining the health of this world and the harms of pollution, etc. And, you know, just on that point, I looked at this article, the headline, and so this is exactly what it was speaking about, and we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayru nasi anfa'uhum linnas," that the best of people are those who are the best to the people, and al-khalqu ayalullah. The entire creation are the family, they are the dependents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَحْسَنُ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنُ إِلَىٰ عَيَالِهِ. And the best of the creation in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the best to the creation of Allah. And you know, it brings us to this understanding that not only to mankind, but to animals and to every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every creature, we have to deal with respect, we have to deal with responsibility. And this article states that shocking figures reveal 90% of seabirds have eaten plastic. Experts warn about the exponential growth of rubbish in water. At current rates, by 2050, 99% of seabirds will have eaten plastics. There are around 580,000 pieces of plastic per square kilometer of sea. Highest area of impact is Tasman Sea between Australia and New Zealand. Orchids, fulmars, and storm petrels are particularly at ingestion risk. And you know, they say at current rates, so this is by looking at by the year 2050, 99% of seabirds will have eaten plastic. And we say there's around 580,000 pieces of plastic per square kilometer. And you see the harms of plastic, and how studies on how much plastic has been eaten have been carried out on 186 species of seabird, 56% of all seabirds. And you look at the amount of plastic that is thrown into the ocean, and the bottle tops and the bottles and plastic bags and all the rest. And we really are a generation of consumers who really go very much into packaging and use packaging for everything, and this is the problem that we are facing. Another story that we are looking at is watching too much TV can kill you. Sitting in front of the box for 5 hours a day increases risk of pulmonary embolism. So what does this article say? It says people who watch too much TV are at the risk of suffering deadly blood clots. More than 5 hours a day doubles pulmonary embolism risk, study finds. Academics say TV viewers should stand up occasionally and drink water. And that's the way that you can avoid getting sick, by watching too much of television. But the reality is that this is just your long-term health risks that you are facing because of watching too much television. But the reality is actually that besides just the health risks and the difficulties that you may find in your body, look at the way that the television is going to affect your mind, look at the way that it is going to affect your thinking, look at the way that it is going to affect your imagination and all the rest. And the problem that you can face is that TV is going to break you down bit by bit from many different ways and many different angles, and your mind, your body, your thinking, everything else, and you are going to have severe problems for the rest of your life. And you think that you're getting a bit of entertainment, you think that you're getting a bit of relief by watching television, but the reality is that you are basically destroying yourself, and if you're propping your children in front of the TV, then you are going to destroy your children's lives as well. So the best out of it all, is to understand the harms of the television and to make sure that we stay away from watching television completely and stay away from this distraction of television, and encourage our children to become readers, encourage, and we ourselves can read as well, and inshallah aziz, take that benefit of becoming a reader, and you will find with reading it opens up possibilities for you that you never imagined, and roads and avenues for you that you never even thought about. It's just gone now 20 past 11. You're listening to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We'll take a short break and we'll come back just after that. Stay tuned.
مثل مسلم والبخاري ألا يا طيف صدك لي تردى علامك وانت صياد الحباري علامك وانت صياد الحباري أنا والله خطير وانت ولع وجاري اللي من الأحباب جاري وعيني ما تنوم الليل كله سهير الطرف وتل الأباري أنا اللي ما بقاني إلا ثواني من مجافاك واستدي طواري يشوفون العلاج اللي يناسب قابلي بشفالي الاستشاري أنا عارف من أشكيل همومي إلى من صارت الدعوة إجباري أشاكي من يعرفون المودة مثل عزام ولا أبو مشاري رجال اللي انتقيت بهم شيفوني رجال نفتخر فيهم واماري رجال نفتخر فيهم واماري أبشكي عندهم ضبين ظالمني رماني بالمشوت والتواري وخلاني طريح في إحبالة أصوت مرمالي من مجاري عليه الله أكبر كل ما جاء ما على الزال لذكر وطاري ما على الزال لذكر وطاري لعبي لعبت الكرة وسجل هدف محسوب في بابي كباري لعبي لعب تاريخ البطولة غدا فوز البرازيل انتحاري يسل القلب مني تل طايش إلى من سل له جيب سفاري اندلل وعذابي من دلالة على فرقات قلوب الناس غاري غزال شايف النفس علينا تقول مرشح.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Taking a look at tech news, sometimes technology can make us do funny things as well. There's an electrical engineer, Mehdi Sadagdar, host of the YouTube channel Electro Boom, and its goal is to find the craziness in engineering. So he does something pretty close to that with his latest video that explores how frequency contributes to the pain that electricity can produce by running a current through his own tongue. So what he did, said his own tongue. he runs about 4 volts of electricity through his own tongue, slowly increases the frequency of the rate at which the alternating current changes direction across the wire per second to see just how painful it can get. Along the way, he plots the level of pain by raising his hand as the pain increases. And the frequency creates pain by causing the muscles to move back and forth. Eventually, the pain starts to feel more like intense cramping. The frequency reaches a level where the muscles can't keep up with the vibrations. When he hit the 22 hertz mark, the lights in his vision started flickering because the electricity reached far enough into his head to make either his eyes or eye muscles vibrate. And he says, I bet Bill Nye, the science guy, never did anything like that for science. And he says, he didn't just do it for a cheap laugh, but he did it to learn something out of frequency and current. So people do a whole lot of funny things for social media, and this, in the name of science, is what he did just to get some sort of basic understanding of it. But, it can, we really shouldn't be doing this at home, you know, so they say, and we shouldn't be encouraging our children to take things into their own hands and trying to do experiments on their own, because they can really cause problems for themselves. And you know, we need to encourage our children to be original. We need to encourage them to get an understanding of things, but also to be very, very careful when they're doing these types of experiments. And then another problem: driver posing for selfie crashed into tree. So technically incorrect. The main man, 7 people in his car, still allegedly needed to pose with them for a photo. He was 29-year-old Jordan Toner, allegedly leaning to squeeze into the frame. The Mazda CX-5 then went off the road and crashed into a tree in Orient, Maine. The incident reportedly occurred on Saturday afternoon. There were several injuries, including a fractured nose and neck and back injuries. So the police have said that this is neither the first nor the last time that technology is said to have distracted a driver and resulted in injurious or even deadly accidents. Earlier this year, for example, a Wisconsin woman was allegedly scanning Facebook while driving. She was involved in a crash that killed 3 children. And videos have been posted of drivers using their cell phones, headphones and laptops all at the same time. Doesn't seem to do much good. Technology has encouraged the always connected mentality. We're supposed to be constantly online and available. And so people then take selfies, send texts and scan Facebook while they are driving. So this is a problem. You are going to cause harm to your life and cause harm to the lives of others. Here was the lady's Facebook as important as the lives of these 3 children, and it would seem that it was not, but their lives were taken because she had to see what's happening on her Facebook. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us all. It's 27 minutes past 11. Coming up after the break, we'll speak to Maulana Yahya Bam.
The food is not done yet, my love. But I have a killer fragrant rice in the meantime.
Wow, Mom, this rice is so soft, fluffy, and smells lovely.
Yes, my child. This is the purest fragrant rice that you'll ever find and will certainly satisfy any hungry belly.
Thank you, Mommy, for buying a killer fragrant rice.
For more info on Akila Fragrant Rice, call Flavor Foods on 011-493-2397.
A world-renowned Nasheed reciter, Qari Ehsan Mohsin Qasi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Zia Ul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Zia Ul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Cause, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and massage programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Sida on 083-786-4221.
كتاب الله يا شافي المعاني يا أسرار الهدى أحلى البيان كتاب الله يا شافي المعاني يا أسرار الهدى أحلى البيان علم الله إنك في فؤادي علم الله إنك في فؤادي فتيق العمر يا درة عيوني فتيق العمر يا درة عيوني
إله الكون حارس لك وحامي من الشيطان وجناد الظلام إله الكون حارس لك وحامي من الشيطان وجناد الظلام وتبقى يا كتاب النور عالي تنور بالهدى ليل الظلام
يا أسرار الهدى أحلى البيان كتاب الله يا شافي المعاني يا أسرار الهدى أحلى البيان علم الله إنك في فؤادي علم الله إنك في فؤادي فتيق العمر يا درة عيوني وفي
قلع
عمري يا
قرة
عيوني
كلام الله رب العرش صانك من الإذلال لا يوم
القيامة. Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's just gone 11:30. And a very warm welcome to our guest this morning, Walana Yahya Bamsap. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, how are you and how is things in Ermelo and that side today?
Very well, alhamdulillah. Allah shukr.
Alhamdulillah.
How are you keeping this morning?
Shukr, Khudai Paka. A wonderful, beautiful spring morning.
Gee, alhamdulillah, shukr. It is quite a nice, warm day today, and it started off a bit overcast and developed into a nice, beautiful day. But they are saying that the cold is returning, Malana.
That will come and go. It will happen, come and go. But on the whole, spring day now.
Yes, that is what they are saying, the 1st of September being spring day. And people going into the mood of spring and the warm weather coming in. And this is what in Islamic calendar also, it's called Rabi al-Awwal, the first month of spring.
Beshak, beautiful. Maulana, what happened is that somebody sent me a photo on my phone of a whole lot of springs. And they wrote the first of spring day. What? First of September, spring day. Mm-hmm. I thought, ya Allah, some people can do very crazy things.
Yes, I wonder on the internet who has time to go into all of those things and make
things. Otherwise, Maulana, are we all right? What's happening?
See, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr.
What is getting me very worried, Maulana, and what is supposed to be on the tip of our tongues and very deeply need our attention is, again, this media and media-related interaction, and from our youth, while we are encouraging so many to take on, one is obviously the alim cause. Yes, Allah give us plenty of ufas and ulama. Ufas should be whether they take whatever else they after as a career, but here is something they can do very easily. And while we're talking of a spring, it's even if he goes into the dunya and dunyavi education, you will see how well he can absorb and how much he can do with a mind that has completed the hifz. While that is on the one side, becoming ulama and muftis, we need them. But on the other side, like in the dunya we feel, we want our younger people and our children to do whatever other causes, we should put very heavy emphasis on media also, Malana. Very few of our children, very few of our youth are involved in the media. In the media, an individual or two, three persons cannot do. It needs a whole concerted effort, something that we have lacked back very badly, Monana.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we really need to, Monana, in terms of media, are you referring to social media or the general media?
No, I'm talking of general media. I'm talking social media to a very little amount, a couple of percents only, where we stir or we get involved in controlling that social media also. But here I'm talking about mainstream media, where the minds of, and the thinking of the people are made up, and the guidance are given to a whole nation and a whole people. We are left from that very far, Malana.
Yes. This is really what controls our thinking. It controls our minds. It controls, you know, many different aspects of our lives as well. But question is, Malana, what do we do about it? That is the real challenge.
Malana, see, at these media houses, at the centers of media, many things are worked on and decided on. The nation in the next 10, 20, 50 years, what is it going to be doing, thinking now, starting now as it goes along, what will it lean on, what type of mind need to be made, what is the thinking process to be brought in, what are the alerts to be brought in. I mean, this terrorism that they've hung onto the neck of the Muslims, it's something that was long fought and well worked on, and definitely it took time to come to that stage where now anybody that wears a kurta, dari, topi is a terrorist. It had to be worked on. Different styles and stages, sometimes evil, sometimes clean, sometimes whichever way they carried on doing it. It is we as Muslims that now need to get our people to start thinking in this line, working in this direction at all levels, at the upper levels also, an individual as parents also. How do we get our children involved in this great fariza?
Yes. It requires commitment and dedication, and I think the forefront has to be the people that run it and take up the initiative has to be the ulama.
Definitely. And like we will make, we will, in our mind, like in the Jamiat centers and things, we'll chalk out certain amounts to bursaries and to educating of the nation and their children and their people. A certain amount need to be given, especially to those who go into media.
There's, alhamdulillah, quite a few, if you look at it and get an understanding, there's quite a few Muslim journalists. However, in terms of those who are really putting an effort in to defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and using their expertise to defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make sure that these journalists come together and really make a concerted effort in this line.
Surely enough, Maulana, there might be some Muslim journalists, but it is 1% in the huge big scenario. And in the different, Maulana, sometimes you have to go into the kitchen where it's very hot, Maulana. And you have to bear the heat also. But there is some work to be done. You have to do the cooking. The whole house wants to eat. Like that, we have to get our youth to go into those areas which influence the fashion, into those areas which influence the thinking, education. I mean, thereafter, once you've got this part of media covered and the aspects of Islam portrayed in different ways, then we need to come back into the next stages that all other components also work in with this central theme that we are building, Maulana.
Mm-hmm. In terms of organizations like this or movements like this, Maulana, are there any who are working consistently to dispel these myths and these rumors that are created by the media?
A very small amount has been set up in the Jamiat known as the media desk. Very little.
Mm-hmm.
It needs much more. And how much can we expect Jamiat to do? The attention of the broader nation needs to be brought into this direction.
Alhamdulillah, there are organizations like Radio Islam, you have ITV as well, that are making an effort in order to provide an alternative for the general masses. But when a big story breaks and when things are plastered on mainstream media, then there is no real ability to counter that.
Maulana, we're talking 1% when we talk of Radio Islam and these few organizations. You're talking of 2%, 3%, not more, Maulana.
Mm-hmm. When we, you know, like for example, you take a simple thing like a fruit, for example. I was just having a discussion with a person the other day. And in a simple thing like a fruit, an orange, and all of us know, and it's registered in our mindset that orange equals vitamin C, and it's very good for your health. And when you're sick, or when it comes to winter time, you must have lots of oranges, and you'll stay well. But how many of us actually know this? That this is actually a propaganda that oranges have so much of benefit in it. They do definitely have benefit. They are from Allah's creation, and there is definitely a content of vitamin C, etc. in it. But it's a whole propaganda to say that this is the most beneficial fruit when you have a flu. And in actual fact, you know, if we come to true recognition and understanding, you'll realize that red chilies have a higher vitamin C content than oranges.
Now, like that, Bonan, there are so many such areas. Now, we're talking health benefits. Then you could go into when the fashion design, when the fashion education and thinking, when the fashion the different books of history and how they rewriting and changing the face of history, how they are beginning to fashion science and make it sound so different. Maulana, it is all done at the basic propaganda level where they started in the media, Maulana. And that is where we know that so many other nations and people have gone deep into, and they control that, or they try to control that. We need to work very hard, and it's a chapter that we are missing out on, Maulana.
When when it comes to fashion, when it comes to everything. Well, I remember reading about a certain time when people would buy things out of necessity. When you go, when you require a pair of shoes, you would go, you would buy the pair of shoes and you would use it out of necessity. When it was clothes, you would buy the clothes and you would wear it out of necessity. But there was a certain person who came about and he went to the big companies and said, let me double your sales, let me treble your sales for you. And he became an advertising consultant. And he started this whole trend of advertising that you don't just sell somebody something to a person based on need, but you sell the item to the person on the pretext of how that item will make that person feel. So that's why you see when you're buying a shoe, the whole feeling behind that is put. If you wear the shoe, you're going to feel snappy and happy the whole day. If you drive the certain car, you're going to have a happy family. Or if you eat the cereal, you're going to have happy children. Or if you wear this clothes, you're going to feel confident about yourself. And you know, that is how he started marketing, and that is how this whole modern era of advertising came about. And that is how we became such materialistic people and such a consumerism-driven society.
Molana, it's all intertwined, Molana. Fashion comes together, then thought process is brought together, then sales is brought in, then like that, quite a few aspects, and very many different types of thinking is brought in to merge together to create that advert, that fashion, that sales, and all that together, Molana.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting left out on that, Molana.
Mm-hmm. You know, it requires us to present a holistic type of lifestyle for Muslims, that we need to. The buzzword today is health, it's motivation, and if we can present to the Muslim Ummah the importance of understanding the Sunnah and how the Sunnah benefits your life, you know, you can really take benefit, or, you know, you can really make a success out of it.
Like they did hang on in our throats this placard, Muslim is equal to terrorist. And the moment anywhere any bombing takes place, the first thing they will do is play with certain suspected terrorism by Muslims. That hit the mind, the ordinary person only reads it, Muslim terrorism. In the very, very same way, they have, look at this, Islam spread by the sword. And opposite to that, what is the life of Islam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 40 years he was not even the Nabi. He was only known in Makkah al-Mukarramah as Al-Amin and Sadiq, the truthful one, Al-Amin. They used to deposit the monies with him, and he was Amanadar.
Mm-hmm.
Today, what have they done? What has happened? Where have we dropped to? If anybody does any stealing or robbing, it is that person. If any Muslim does it, it is the whole Islamic nation. And whenever robbery took place, all those robberies are reminded that the Muslims are robbers, and this is being brought to the mind of the people. And to quite an extent, we are falling down to that rot also. Moana, I mean, we amongst us, one to the other. If you want to take your car to a Muslim mechanic. You want to change your oil, he will tell you the pump is also broken or buggered up. But it's not necessary. Later on, another person knows. No, it was not necessary. This pump is very fine. In the same way, one after the other, you will have incidences. Muslims have become the lie. I mean, when we go out to the world, Nobody listens to what hadith we read, what kitab we're reading in the evening, what bayan was given in the masjid. They look at our dealings, and all our dealings, day after day, where are we falling to?
So this all affects the outlook of Islam. And Mulana, coming back to our original discussion on the issue of media, advice for a generation that has the media at their fingertips. And this is exactly what we are. We wake up in the morning and we can look at the news and news articles and all the rest. And how do we digest that news, and how do we either benefit from it or reject it?
First of all, to know that the glitter and the glamour and the way the whole thing is portrayed to us, to be able to read what they call between the lines, necessary that we need to understand how they manipulate and how they portray it, number one. Number two, what we need to do is we need to get our children, our youth, to start also putting their foot, getting themselves involved in this world, call it the world of media. One is a social media, it's a very little bit of the bigger story. Second is the greater media, when they do their career choices, and not only is it that they must become media persons, ulama need to take up the study of the media. Like alhamdulillah, quite a few ulama, after the happening of the Muslim schools, quite a few ulama have now come on to take the study of the various sciences, and they become teachers at the school, teaching a secular subject, either English or maths or science or whatever. Although they are alims also, they've taken that study and now they are doing a good job. They are ready, there are some that are ready to become the principals of schools. Like that has happened, we need now to apply our minds, like the schools were brought into existence. In other countries, I see they need to still work on their schooling and schools related. They are being deprived from the educational part. But now in our country, we need to start encouraging the thought and the talk and taking our youth into the newsrooms, making them aware and getting ulama involved in writing and giving them all the tools and opportunities so that they can climb into this very needed gap to fill it in, Mulana.
Yes, 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 inshallah, Aziz. Mulana, we need to take a short break now. Inshallah, Aziz, we'll come back after that. Listeners are welcome to call in, and they can SMS as well on 0731738461. Stay tuned to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Eu estou a dizer para mim, este aqui é um bom jogador.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Beres Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Beres Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Attention all traders, supermarkets and spazas. Visit Devlin Cash & Carry for all your deep cut specials on all listed groceries. Distributors of the widest range of household detergents and perishable goods. Open 7 days a week. Devlin Cash & Carry. Call 011-989-8800. Corner Klepkas and Person Road, Devlin.
The Jamiatul Ulama's comprehensive Dini program is recognized as a pioneering resource in nurturing the minds of Muslim learners with sound Islamic knowledge and identity. From kindergarten up until 12th grade, with syllabus benefiting more than 100 madaris and Muslim schools nationally and abroad, the Jamiatul Ulama's all-inclusive learning system includes the provision of textbooks, regular supervision and mentoring, teacher development and the examination process. Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, serving Allah by serving His creation.
Solidify your love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by tuning in to Asma'ul Nabi every Thursday afternoon, 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Learn about the many sacred names and glorious attributes of the most perfect of all creations. That's Asma'ul Nabi, Thursday afternoons from 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Welcome back to our guest, Maulana Yahya Bams. We're speaking about media, speaking about the effects of media, social media as well, to a certain degree, and how this affects our lives and has influenced our lives so tremendously and so greatly. Maulana, almost all decisions that we take are influenced by the media in one way or the other, and advertising is a huge way of influencing our decisions in lives as well.
Yeah, well, as I said one more thing a little while back while we were speaking, that you have the Radio Islam and you have these few magazines and few booklets where you get some sort of beginning, but it should not be overlooked either. I mean, for example, Radio Islam, alhamdulillah, did do a good impact on the awards that they received in the way they approached throughout the country and in the broadcasting field. And we should encourage that it goes even further, it gets even broader. And like we have a Radio Islam, we should be having other radio stations opened and have you don't have to call it a Muslim or a Radio Islam. It must be for the Hindus also, for the Christians also. Those areas of broadcasting and those areas of media, we need to go in there also. A youngster should not be held back. You've got Channel Islam, you've got Radio Islam, and you've got the TV station. But we should not limit ourselves to that. We should encourage our youth to go into the other stations and the other broadcasting houses and places of media also, Maulana.
Mm-hmm. To infiltrate all. Not infiltrate, but get involved and give their expertise there as well, and be able to influence through those means as well.
And yes, ultimately it will then be that you will get the message of Islam across to them, and certain basic statements need now to be broken. For example, if you take India and the Islamic Muslim rule in India, how many years? But at the end of that long Muslim rule period, not even 15 to 20% the people of India are Muslim. Why? There was no massacre and no mass drive in changing the Muslims there, or changing the Hindus to become Muslims. No, it was the akhlaq, the good character, the presentation, and as it happened, those people embraced Islam, although the Hindu religion is so opposed to. The same with Islam in Spain. I mean, how much was it? 500, 900 years. Muslims did not go there and just massacre and force them all to become Muslim. If that had happened, you would have had no other Christians left in that countries. But when Islam, when they went in there with justice, when Islam went there, now these are all slogans drawn up by certain persons in history. How do you draw up a slogan? How do you spread and encourage that slogan, anti-Islam and a bad reading of the Muslims? All this happens in the media if you take the right position and you get yourself to that place where that type of slogans and statements can be made. Mawlana?
Yes. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength and grant us the understanding to move forward and go forward, inshallah. Mawlana, jazakumullah khairan for your time this morning. Inshallah, we'll speak next week.
Inshallah, jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran to Mawlana Yahya Bamsab. Shukran to you for listening to Al-Masjid on Radio Islam International. It's time now for us to sign off. Shukran to my studio operator, Brother Muhammad Bilal from Junaid Jasad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.